KO4 RM mobile.
KO4 PXP also mobile.
Was KO4 PXB mobile. This is K4 RM mobile. The name's Fred. How are you?
That is correct. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo. I'm doing good. Just heading on the way to the house, bypassing the 85 parking lot.
There, I'm headed home as well. I don't travel 85. I live down in Powdersville. I go down Highway 81. I try to avoid the interstate, if at all possible.
Yeah, I hear you talking a good bit on the way home. A lot of times I listen and enjoy the conversation. And
name on that end.
The Lima Oscar Yankee Delta.
What? Welcome to the hobby. I see you with a KO4 call. You're relatively new, I assume. My son got his ticket back a few months back, and he's got a KO4. His suffix starts with a R. He's KO4 RIM Romeo India Mike.
Roger, I got mine in February of last year, and I've heard your son's call sign before talking.
I see. Where do you live, Lloyd?
Highway 14 in Simpsonville. Do you know where the Holly Tree Golf Course is?
Familiar with that area. Got some kin folks down in that part of the country, but yeah, I know about where you're talking about.
This is the only one that's in Holly Tree that faces the road.
Yeah, I know about where you're talking about. Well, good. You enjoying the hobby? Have you gotten to do any HF work, or have you mainly stayed on the repeater?
I'm staying on the repeater. I'm working on getting my upgrading my license so I can get on hired in different ones.
You'll enjoy it once you do. I've been in the hobby about 9 years now, and it's it's a great hobby, and I don't spend a lot of time on 2 meters, but most of my time is on the HF bands when I have time to be on the radio. Over.
Enjoy the hobby and talking, and KO4 NUE, Chad, is a good friend of mine. We were in the military together, and so I've talked to him a good bit and listened to him a lot.
I hear him on the repeater quite a bit. There's a lot of new KO4 calls. Lots of folks getting their tickets, so that's a good thing. But there's all kind of stuff to do in the hobby. You can pretty much do it all, or choose one or two things you want to do and focus on that. It's up to you how much time and how much money you want to put into it.
This KO4 PXB, you definitely have the last part right. You can definitely put some money into this project.
About a ham friend that's been a ham a long time, but he says, you know, it's no different than somebody whose hobby is fishing or hunting or playing golf. You know, you can pull a lot of money into those things too.
True. Pretty much what I put my money into is, like I said, I have a couple drones, and then I bought a 2980R radio that Chad recommended that he has in his truck, and so at some point in time I'm going to be putting that stationary mobile in my truck, because right now I'm on a HT, and so I enjoy it, and it does well.
What kind of HT you operating on?
Delta 78 UV, I believe, something to that effect.
Good job. I'm not familiar with that particular radio, but there's a lot of them out there that you can do. And I'm not into the drone thing, but you probably DJW on this repeat. When I first got licensed, I think back in 2013, Dave Watson used his little I don't know what you call it, quad or whatever, to fly up in the air and drop my string to put up an antenna.
Of us went down in the valley. You're faded out there for a little bit. If you can repeat that.
I said, Dave, what? If I'm transmitting or not, am I K4RM?
To transmit, and then it just dropped off and got silent again.
I've got radio problems or not, but anyway, I was saying that Dave Watson, who you hear on this repeater, he came out with his little flying quad and helped me put up my first antenna.
You know, that helped a lot, because the drone that I have, I've had it so far out of sight that the only way I could see where it was at was using the app on my phone. And like I said, because you're allowed to fly it like that within, as long as you're not around an airport and as long as you're not stupid about it.
The thing with those, you just got to be careful and watch what you're doing.
Yeah, true, because the DJI drone that I have, it has the return to home mode, and if it loses contact with the controller that I use or the app phone, it automatically goes into return home mode, and it will land within a foot of where it took off from.
Cool. Yeah, the technology just keeps getting better and better. Sounds like a pretty interesting hobby.
It certainly is. I fly further out than I will up, because that way, you know, if it comes down, I've had it 4 football fields away before, and pretty much I'm comfortable with that, because I have no issue walking that far if it's low to the ground. And if it does come to the ground from that height, it's more survivable than if you're 400 to 500 feet up in the air and it decides to come down.
If it comes down from that height, there wouldn't be much left of it, huh?
Because if you've seen a helicopter spiral like that, exactly the same thing a drone does. It'll just sit there and the body will turn in a circle, but the top will just, it's funny watching it on the cameras and stuff when the drones get out of control.
That don't happen to you. Well, Lloyd, I've got to make a stop here at the grocery store for the wife. But it's good talking with you. Nice meeting you. And wish you a lot of success in the hobby. I'm sure we'll be talking again. You take care. And be safe on the way home. This is K4RM Fred. I'll be clear.
KO4 PXP. I'm also clear.